Hello and welcome to Brubaker Excavating Podcast, where we are shaping the world we live in so more people can find the construction industry uncommonly refreshing. Good morning. Hope everybody's doing well today. And we are recording podcast number 6. This will be the 6th podcast for Brubaker and Beyond. We do have 2 Brubaker employees with me today, which we will get to. But the topic today is very interesting for, I would say, people outside of Brubaker. And if you are interested into getting into the construction industry or the civil construction industry in particular, we do have a real world experience that has changed his careers from the medical field to the construction field. So today I'd like to introduce Taylor to the podcast. Good morning, Taylor, and thank you for being here today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Today we will use Taylor's real world experience in changing industries. Taylor, do you want to give us a brief description about yourself? And I always say, if you can describe Taylor, how would you describe yourself?
Sure. So I think I would describe myself as somebody who likes a good challenge, for sure. And so I think that the story that I'm able to share about my change in my career is kind of applicable to the way I go about my day-to-day life. I don't think I can say that I'm really looking for the easy route. I mean, every now and then you like to maybe not be pedal to the metal and climbing up Mount Everest, but every now and then I don't mind that challenge. So I think that's probably a good way to describe at least my personality anyway.
One interesting fact I did read about Mount Everest, in the past year, no one has successfully climbed it. And the reason they think that is because everybody's tried to do it alone and not as a team. And I thought that was kind of interesting, but that's a side note. Tell me a little bit about yourself outside of Brubaker.
Sure. So I married, have a young son. I just had him this past year. So outside of Brubaker, I enjoy spending time with my family. That's important to me. I'm also somebody who's a pretty avid exercise enthusiast. I enjoy exercising frequently. I'm also somebody who enjoys to golf. So I think as a whole, I live a pretty active lifestyle. Always find me piddling around doing something around our house. So that kind of explains, in a nutshell, who I am outside of Brubaker.
Where did you grow up? Give me a little bit of background, like your fondest memories growing up, and where were they?
So Brubaker Excavating, located in Lancaster County. I grew up in Lancaster, about 10 minutes from our shop. Growing up, kind of related to where I was in my previous profession, I played a lot of sports growing up, again, kind of leading into that active lifestyle. And I think some of my fondest memories probably are spending time with my siblings. I grew up on 2 acres with my parents. They were generous enough to put a pool in for us. So I can remember many summers spending time with my siblings, playing outside and connecting with them in that way.
So thank you for that. Also, we have with us today another guest from Brubaker, Jordan. Jordan's role is with the HR. So Taylor is with the do work side of the business, in the project management, but Jordan is in the HR side of the business. So good morning, Jordan.
Morning, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. Give us a little bit about you. Describe Jordan.
So much like my role, I would say I am heavily people focused. I find myself involved in training a lot, leadership. I'm a coach and things, you know, of that nature. So I find myself as kind of heading down those paths. But really at the core, probably something a lot of people don't know about me is that I am definitely an introvert. But a lot of the roles that I do and the things that I do at work and outside of work are involved with people and working with people and just require a lot of energy and interaction with people. And while I love that, I do like quiet times by myself as well.
So what do you do for quiet times by yourself?
So I am a big archery hunter. So I kind of go like crazy all year long and in the fall, you will find me about 25 foot up a tree, and I will be there from daylight till dusk.
Okay. And so what do you do at Brubacher?
So a lot of my role is as manager of people and development is with people, career paths, a lot of using when we look at people as our greatest resource. And, you know, part of our mission of shaping the world is investing in our team members and the people that we can in the community. And that comes back to helping people discover the strengths and the potential that they have a lot of times that they don't even realize they have yet. And it's working through that and laying out career paths, not just thinking of what Brubacher needs today, but what we need for the future to continue to grow and be successful in the work that we do. And, you know, with that is thinking about those career paths, knowing where every person wants to be, what success looks like to them, and then how do we come alongside them and grow them and help inspire them to reach levels that they never thought they could by themselves.
So you're in the people business first, construction industry second. I would say that would be more the way that I would look at your role, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
So the topic today, and this came up from, you know, conversations, I'm going to say, in the office, but Taylor's journey from when, you know, if you could pick it up, you thought you were going to be doing what for the rest of your life? Let's take it back to, I don't know, 10th grade, 11th grade, or you graduated high school. What did you think was going to happen with your life?
Yeah, so I will say, going back to kind of touch briefly who Taylor is, I'm very much a planner. And so if you look at 10th or 11th grade Taylor, I had very much thought I knew exactly what the rest of my life would look like. And I knew the exact path I was going to take to get there. And I had my plan all set. And so graduating high school, I decided that I wanted to pursue a degree in sports medicine and athletic training. And so I started at Westchester University in their undergraduate athletic training program. And after I had graduated from there, I realized that I wanted to try to pursue that next challenge and work to set myself apart from others. And so I pushed on to get my master's degree in exercise science with a concentration in athletic training, also while working as an athletic trainer as a graduate assistant. And so my whole thought process all along is that I'm going to spend the rest of my life doing what I had loved as a child, which was being around sports, being with athletes, being a part of a team in that regard. And so not some doing 100% of my own, but I kind of started to realize, you know, hey, maybe this isn't the path that I want to go down. I had worked as an athletic trainer for about 5 years. And after a little while, I started to project what my life would look like moving forward after I had been married, thinking about having kids and what I wanted that to look like. And so, as I'm sure many people experience over time, priorities and thought processes change as you age and different things become important. And so that's kind of what started to burn a little bit of a fire in me to consider looking at a career change.
So what was your schedule then compared to your schedule now? Was that anything to do with your decision?
I would say that was a large player in my decision. As an athletic trainer, at least I had worked at two universities, and then I also worked at a high school. And it all depends on where you're working as an athletic trainer. There's various fields that athletic trainers can work in, which would dictate your schedule. But for me, at the university level, which is where I was most recently before I came to Brubacher, you might have a period throughout the year where you're working 7 days a week for maybe 6 or more months out of the year. And you could be working anywhere from 60 to 75 hours a week, depending on what that week had on the docket for you. And so going back to my point about thinking about having a family and what I wanted that to look like, I know that I'm someone who wants to be very involved in our family at home, and having to be able to tell my wife and kids, hey, I'm going to be gone 7 days a week. You're not going to get to see me because of my job. That just, it didn't feel right. And so that's kind of the nutshell of what athletic training looked like. And then if you want to compare that to where I'm at now, for the most part, I'm here 5 days a week, anywhere from 50 to 55 hours, depending on what the week entails. And at times you work 55 hours 1 week, and the next week you work 48 hours I think there's definitely some flexibility here for Docker where you can make some of those trade-offs and you have the opportunity to attend. Obviously, my son just being born, I don't have these opportunities yet, but you have the opportunity to attend a sporting event or a recital or something of that nature that your kids might be involved in, weddings, which in my previous profession was kind of frowned upon and almost undoable at times. You have to miss birthday parties. You have to miss weddings because you're expected to be at work.
So in the athletic world where you came from, they gave you a schedule and it was hard and fast. From your time at Brubacher, there's certain tasks and goals and projects have deadlines and all the above, but your time can be flexible. You can do things at, you know, at night, I guess, or after the kids or family goes to bed, or I know you're an early riser. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get in early before everybody else, that's an option too. So the flexibility is something that's a plus for you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think, again, it's understood what everybody's role is, what's required of them in their role. And as you had stated, there are items that have deadlines and maybe, hey, I can't go to this week because I have to meet this deadline, but that might be few and far between. And you might be able to plan your weeks out such that you can shift things around and get those other requirements done so you can still make different events and things like that. So I would say there's a lot of flexibility in at least my role and how I conduct myself on a daily basis.
So Jordan, you go to high schools, middle schools, colleges, you see the tailors out there. What perspective do you give them or try to give them about life? I know for me at a young age, what I was thinking about is how much money can I make? Where am I going to be? And I wasn't really thinking about my family or having a family and what those responsibilities look like. So how do you talk to a young person?
I think it's really just talking about lifestyle. And the reality is, you know, we all have to enter the workforce at some point. You know, it's our duty to society to contribute. And at the end of the day, if you're going to work and you're going to find a career, why not enjoy it, right? You should find what you're passionate about. And I think a lot of people get stuck in just kind of the motion of work rather than finding something that they truly are motivated about or passionate about. And that really lights a fire inside you that gives you more of a desire. I always ask people, you know, what makes you wake up and put your boots on every day? And, you know, for me, I love the construction industry, but I also love people and I love helping people discover that success in their own life. So as we're talking to these students and, you know, I was talking to a group of middle schoolers yesterday and, you know, careers aren't even really on their mind at the time. They're just thinking about, you know, what does high school look like? And for them, it was really just kind of opening their idea to what could be out there and what opportunities and just to start getting them thinking. And, you know, when it comes down to it, we spend a lot of time talking about money and, you know, we all need money to live and provide for our families and do things with our families. But if that's the only thing that really drives you to come to work every day, there's money everywhere. Most places have benefits. So for us, you know, at the core in our story is, okay, what sets Brubacher apart and different from the rest? You know, there's got to be more than just a paycheck and benefits. And, you know, it really comes back to the people and the experience and the feel, right? It's the hardest part about our job when going out and talking at career fairs and colleges and talking to all these people external of Brubacher, because what makes Brubacher so great is something that's can't be explained through words. It's a feel and it's experience. And, you know, we challenge people at times like, come check it out. And if you do experience anything different than what's coming out of our mouths, please tell us because something's off. We want to have integrity in what we say. We want to be authentic and transparent and not paint the picture that, you know, construction is always easy. It's fast paced. It's hard. It's a grind at times. But what is it about that you love to do? And when you have great people around you, when you work as part of a team, you're able to accomplish greater things in life. And, you know, we talked about it about Mount Everest. You know, what's the one thing that held people back? There was no team around them and they didn't have that camaraderie and encouragement. And one of the big things about that experience is having everybody for you. And I think that is a big thing that sets Brubacher apart is the inside competitiveness. Like we have healthy competition. You know, we want this project team wants to do a little better than this one, but nobody's going to step on somebody else to get to their own success. And when it comes to that atmosphere of everybody being for you, you're able to work together, grow together, and everybody enjoys what they're doing. And you reach levels that you could never think was possible.
So how did this transition start for you? I mean, I think I know what the story is behind it, but how did it happen? How did you get the introduction, or were you looking to make a change? Or if you can explain what, in your scenario, what happened?
Yeah, sure. So as I had mentioned previously, I had kind of gotten to a point where, in my eyes, I was at a crossroads, in my opinion. I had spent 5 years as an athletic trainer. Do I want to essentially make the decision to go left and sign myself up for this for the rest of my working life? Or do I want to consider going right? And to be quite honest, I didn't know what that other direction was at that time. And I tried to sit down and look at what I was doing in my current position and what I enjoyed the most about that and where I might be able to use those skills in another career field where they're 100% transferable. And so I tried to, for once in my life, go into something without a plan and just kind of leave the door open to what might come. I will say, though, that from a young age, I was also very interested in construction. It was never something, obviously, that I had pursued until I looked to come to Brubacher. But as I started to think about the skills I had and how I wanted to use them, I started to look at the role of a project manager and thought, you know what, after some time, many, many years potentially spent studying what a project manager does, working alongside them, I think that's something that I could be successful at. And so, funny enough, one of my good friends, probably my best friend in high school, was actually working at Brubacher at the time. And being that I grew up in this area, I had heard the name before, but didn't know much about them. And I talked to him about it a little bit, and he had said that he had enjoyed the time that he had spent here up to that point. And so he said, hey, you know, if you're looking to make a change, maybe think about talking to the guys here at Brubacher. And so he put me in contact with Jordan, as well as Alan Day, who's our director of project management. And he essentially sat down with me and kind of took what Jordan said, you know, hey, where do you see this going? What do you want to make of this? And then they kind of spun it back to me and said, hey, you know what? This is how we think we can use what you're saying and make you a successful part of our team. From there, things kind of just went in a positive spiral. And I came through the door and I had good first impressions about the honest and open communication, the transparency, because obviously there's a lot of risk in making a career change like that. And so I think a lot of people can make a lot of false promises and lead you to believe that something different is down the line for you. And you find out that's not the case. But here at Brubacher, I couldn't be more happy with how it turned out.
So your first position at Brubacher was?
I was actually started out in the field as a pipe laborer. So I think the way things transpired, the goal was always for me to be able to come into an office position. It was always, the position has to become available and we need to see what that timeline looks like. But if you're willing, we could bring you on now and use you in the field. And looking back at that, I don't think I would change a thing about that, because being someone who came from out of the industry, having really no idea outside of what a layperson might know about construction, I didn't know a thing. So to be able to actually be out in the field and work with the guys helped me gain a lot of perspective. And I will say that my time in the field was shorter than expected. And so I didn't gain as much experience as I had hoped, but I think the time that I was out there, I really did gain a solid foundation to build off of as I came into the office.
And then so from a field position, what was your next step?
So I moved into the office as an assistant estimator. And the goal behind that was, again, I understood what blueprints were, but I couldn't tell you a thing about how to read them when I came into the office. I was about as low as you could be on the knowledge totem pole when it comes to that stuff. So it really gave me an opportunity to work alongside the estimating staff. And one of our estimators really took me under his wing and taught me a lot about what I know and where I am today. And it just gave me an opportunity to understand again from the ground up, what do we do? How do you read plans? And how does this transpire from the office to what we're building in the field?
Then the next step?
Then shortly after that, I was able to transpire. We had a new project manager who came on and he was in need of a project engineer to work alongside of him. And I can't say I believe in coincidence. I think there is a greater plan behind everything. And for some reason, those paths aligned, and him and I were actually out in the field together a few weeks or month before he actually accepted his new position. And we had a chance to talk about, hey, what are your goals? Where do you see yourself going? And I said, well, eventually I want to be a project manager. And I know that my next step will be a project engineer. And we had connected in a positive way in our time in the field. And when he was promoted, it was kind of understood that I would then become his project engineer, because having spoken with Alan and Jordan, that was always the direction that I wanted to head. And so it was, that's how I ended up in this spot.
And one of the things that I do try to describe to people outside of Brubacher, being the size of the company it is, there are so many different paths that you can go. And what I say to people that ask me about the construction industry, I said, listen, you could start down a path, decide that that's not the path for you, have a conversation with somebody, and then let's start a new path. Or as Taylor said, a Y in the road or a fork. Or you might even be, I want to go down this path of the do work side and then go to the get work side. Or maybe it's even in the fleet department or the accountant department. Those lessons that you use in one department can be used in another department. So I just encourage everybody that just because you're going down a path doesn't mean that you have to keep going down that path if it's not something that you enjoy.
Thank you for listening to the Brubacher podcast today. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe to our podcast so you can listen to new episodes every month. Share it with your friends in the industry and those who might like to learn more about the construction industry. Feel free to check us out on our website at www.brubacher.net. We hope you found the discussion insightful, and we look forward to the next time.